Welcome to the Versatile Writer. This time I want to talk about the lengths you'd go in the name of research for your work in progress. Recently, I cleared out my study. Well, actually, I pottered about and then went on Twitter for about an hour and then pottered some more. I ate some crisps and then I discovered some notebooks from early years of very early story ideas. Some of these ideas actually went on to be self-published 13 years ago, so it was quite some time before then that I obviously wrote notes of research. But within the notes, I saw maps, family trees I'd drawn, conversations and dialogue I'd intended to use, and actually did use in some of them. I also found photos of celebrities who helped my imagination focus on specific characters and helped me get the work done. I'd had written character arcs and character journeys and personality traits, personality psyches, character names, which had been crossed out, then rewritten, then crossed out again and rewritten again with variations on spelling. I found pages and pages of character profiles, family profiles, more family trees, and eventually I found several pages which were intended to be a diary written from the point of view of a sub-character. I saw information from other works in progress that still remain works in progress, which I totally intend to get to before I reach my final breath. I have heaps of this kind of stuff, actually, most of it dating back to mid-90s, late-90s, and early noughts, noughties. I also found some emails from specifically 2003 and 2005 of me asking questions of potential characters, settings, and storylines. I'd emailed my husband, and it was likely he was in the next room, but the emails are printed out, as I still actually preferred to go back to written work to check facts rather than hopefully I'll remember, which I know I won't. But I'd emailed him about military aspects like weapons used and rank and military group names and uniforms and badges and all the kind of stuff that you probably see on TV or movies, or they might even be part of your life, but you don't necessarily generally know straight away. You have to look into these things. There was another email from an American friend at the time, based in the US, answering questions about the differences in the weather patterns in different states, questions about Thanksgiving aspects, and even Christmas tree decorations. There was one there about what kind of things do they hang on their trees. I tend to hang, well, over the years, probably quite strange things. They might be, it might range from actually decorations to something very personal to a person, maybe something handmade, or it might even be handmade biscuits, that kind of thing, or handmade chocolates hanging from the trees. But those are the kinds of things that I was querying whether they did that in the States. Reason being that that particular story was based there. There was another email to a local friend in the UK who was a retired military officer and asked questions on medals, and his answer was in a yet another email. And these are all either pre-internet or certainly pre-Google. Then it was more about asking those who might know, or go back to looking at encyclopedias or visit libraries and look in their books there. So I did actually spend a lot of time in libraries and museums back then too, actually, I do now. So let's go back to the start. I said I found a lot of maps, character notes, and family trees. Those are the things I think specifically, the notes on characters and the family trees, the characterization. I think for me, over the years, I've worked out that that is for me the most interesting thing, how characters behave with each other, how they behave alone, how they behave, when they're at work, when they're out with their friends, when they've met somebody new, all those kinds of things. And I really find characters fascinating. Also, as I said, I've found a lot of maps. For me specifically, they were mostly US maps and of Boston or LA, so either side of the States. Those are my two sort of go-to places, to be honest. But I have written about Missouri and places like that, so I haven't found maps regarding that or those places yet, but certainly Boston, LA, Maine, San Francisco, all those kinds of places, and actually even Washington DC. Obviously, with technology being so hands-on nowadays, we can simply Google our questions and we'll likely get an answer straight away. If we don't, we'll certainly get a lead to go on, and that lead might take us to several websites that offer information by way of emailing a specific person. It's certainly a lot quicker nowadays, and the research carried out can be a lot more diverse. Back then, however, let's say 20 or so years ago, possibly longer, other writers like me probably did the same thing, that they resort to putting in some legwork, quite frankly. Clearly, I've kept a lot of my research notes, and for that I'm thankful. I've even moved house in this time as well, so I'm super pleased I kept all of that. For some people, you're going to look at it and you're going to think it is just a load of paperwork. At best it's scrawl, and at worst it's you're hoarding. But I find these kinds of things absolutely fascinating. What was going on in my life at the time? What was going on in my head at the time? What was going on with the character at the time? All those sorts of things are fascinating. So for me, it shows the initiative I took and the journey each novel took, and then first steps where they began. I'm really pleased also because some of these are dated as well. That's how I know they were sort of 03 or late 90s or whatever. And I love this. And it also gives me a huge idea of the personal journey I've taken in my career. I often have a moment of perhaps self-indulgence where I consider what future generations would think if they look back at my work, just like people do when they're researching family histories. I think that sort of thing is fascinating. It gives a really, really broad idea, probably a specific idea, of my psychology, if you like, of my mind, and also what I felt I needed to get my career from when it very first started, right to present day. I think it's fascinating, especially as some of those character notes and research notes made their way into books, which, as I said earlier, were self-published 13 or so years ago. As an aside, I totally intend to maybe have another look at those first three novels. They were quite different in genre as well. I've actually one thing I've always remained the same is I'm very diverse with my interests. But the very first one that was published, not the first that was written, but the first that was published, was called Dicing with Danger, which was very much an action romance kind of thing. Certainly a romance going through it, but it was very action-packed. There was car chases, there was all kinds of stuff going on. There was a bodyguard and a very irritating female. And this was going back, as I say, it was published 13 years ago. It's probably about 15 years ago that I wrote it, possibly longer. That was actually based on a dream I had, and if your dreams are anything like mine, they are illogical and very vivid. So I had to create the storyline into something slightly more logical and certainly a bit more readable. And I think the second book, which was published at the same time, was a teen novel. It was actually at the time called Jenna's Dad, but it's going to be renamed and re-everythinged, and that will be called First Time in LA. So again, that was based in LA, as was Dicing with Danger. And the third novel was called Guardian Angel, and that was based the other side of America in Boston. So in Massachusetts, so that's another, again, very different culture perhaps than the other side of America. And all of this, as I say, took research, it took maps I needed to know, especially for the, well, actually all of them, but the map aspect came in because I've literally got these physical maps. But the map aspect came in because I needed to know where I'd been in real life and work out road names and how long it would take to walk somewhere, how long it would take to run somewhere, whether a place that was mentioned was within walking distance or you would have to drive to get to another place that was mentioned, all these kinds of like really intricate things. Now, I mean, nowadays you could probably get Google Maps up and get that working for you, but back then it was very much looking at a map. Measuring, getting your ruler out, measuring, and then doing a few calculations, which was not fun because I'm not a maths person, but working out how long it would take somebody to get to a certain place, maybe in rush hour, or if If there was a particular shopping market going on, let's say Quincy Market in Boston, perhaps when it was absolutely filled up with people, how long it would take to get from one side to the other, a bit sharpish. So these kinds of things needed to be worked out and how it would happen. As I say, I've actually been to these places, so I knew what they looked like. I had photos. Admittedly, I was on holiday there, but I looked at it from a writing point of view, so I was very forward thinking, I think, at that time. I was taking photos of where this would go, where that would go, if somebody was going to be shooting a gun from this building to that building, what would be the all kinds of mathematical equations about how it could work, where it could work, if it could work, why it would work, those sorts of things, whether or not the weather would make a difference, because you can't tell when it's going to pour down, can you? So all of those things, they all came into context for me. They all came into it. So the maps were really important for me, but the actual creating characters, characterization, their psyches, their backgrounds, their backstories, what makes them tick, what they look like, what they wear, why they wear that, what status they hold in society, whether they're religious, whether they're not, if that's relevant for the story, what car they drive, what colour car they drive, do they write with, with a computer, or do they write pen and pad? What's their, psychological makeup? All that kind of stuff absolutely fascinates me. So from even back then, 20 or so, 30 years ago, when I was making these notes and discovering that even those things back then fascinated me, but I hadn't got a clue that they did until now, when I look back and realize, my gosh, yes, I'm still looking at those things. It's really interesting. So, okay, over to you. How far did you go in the early days when you first started out writing? When you researched your stories, how far did you go? And also, how far would you go now to research them? Now, bearing in mind, I didn't say this at the beginning, but mine were holidays that I'd gone on. So it's family holiday, that was the cost aspect of it. Nowadays, it might be different. Obviously, it would be more expensive. But if you were going to get on a plane or get in a car and go somewhere, that's going to incur cost. Most of what I did didn't, because I was there on holiday anyway. Also, if I was going to go to a library, I'd look at their books. If I was going to go to a museum, they're generally free or a donation. So it's interesting to know how far you'd go and whether or not cost would come into it. I'd be fascinated to find out from you, actually. You can find me on social media and let me know your answer. You can look on Twitter at SJBWrites to tell me, or you can email me sarah@loveofbooks.co.uk, and maybe if a few of you tell me, I'll include them all in a future podcast with the versatile writer.